In recent years, digital currencies such as Bitcoin and Ethereum have become increasingly popular around the world. In Canada, it has led to a growing debate about the potential impact of these digital assets on the traditional financial system. Proponents of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies insist that these digital currencies can provide a much-needed alternative to traditional banking systems. On the other hand, others believe that these digital assets could lead to increased financial instability and risk for investors. Just look at the price of Bitcoin on Binance, for example, and it's easy to see that these assets are highly volatile. As such, examining both sides of this debate is essential to understanding how digital currencies could affect Canada's economy, financial sector, and beyond. But first, it's important to understand the legality of digital currencies in Canada. Examining the regulatory landscape. In 2014, the Financial Transactions and Reports Analysis Centre of Canada, FINTRAC, issued a statement clarifying that virtual currency businesses are subject to anti-money laundering and counter-terrorist financing regulations. Any business with virtual currencies must register with FINTRAC and comply with its rules. Then, in 2017, the Canadian Securities Administrators, CSA, published a notice outlining how securities laws may apply to cryptocurrency activities. The CSA noted that specific cryptocurrency offerings might be considered securities under applicable law depending on how they are structured or operated. The pros of digital currencies. One of the main advantages of using digital currencies is their decentralized nature. This means that transactions do not require third-party intermediaries or centralized authorities like banks or government institutions. It makes settling transactions much faster and more efficient than traditional methods of payment. Digital currencies can also help reduce transaction costs since users do not need to pay additional fees for services such as currency conversion or international transfers. Furthermore, digital currencies may provide greater access to financial services for people living in remote areas where banks are unavailable, so long as they have access to the internet. A look at the cons of using virtual currencies. Some potential risks associated with these digital assets must be considered before deciding whether the Canadian economy should adopt them on a larger scale. For example, due to their lack of regulation and oversight from governments or central banks, there is no guarantee that virtual currency transactions will be secure from fraud or theft. Additionally, there is always a risk that the value of these digital assets could suddenly decrease significantly, which can result in substantial losses. It's paramount to properly assess all associated risks before making an investment. Canadian banks respond to the rise of digital currencies. Canadian banks are responding to the rise of digital money by investing in new technologies and services that will enable them to remain competitive in the ever-evolving financial landscape. For example, some banks have launched mobile banking apps that allow customers to access their accounts from anywhere in the world. Moreover, many banks have begun offering digital wallets, enabling customers to store funds securely online and make payments quickly and easily. Finally, some banks are exploring blockchain technology to secure customer transactions without relying on third-party intermediaries. Looking at opportunities for investors with virtual currencies, Canada is an excellent place for investors to explore opportunities in digital currencies. The country has been at the forefront of crypto regulation, with the Canadian Securities Administrators, CSA, issuing guidance on how digital assets should be treated under securities law. It provides investors with a certain level of assurance that their investments are being handled properly and legally. Additionally, Canada has some of the most advanced blockchain technology in the world, making it an attractive destination for those looking to invest in virtual currencies. Overall, while it is clear that digital currencies may bring many benefits when used responsibly within Canada's financial system, it is vital to recognize the inherent risks associated with them before making any significant decisions regarding their adoption on a large scale.